going on, everybody? It's Slay Diddy, a.k.a. Professor Slay, a.k.a. Mr. WGXC, and you are listening to WGXC Acre 90.7 FM and WGXC.org. Listen in, y'all.
On June 17th, three bands come to Tubby's in Kingston. First, E, the trio of Jason Sidney Sanford, Thalia Zedek, and Gavin McCarthy play rock music. Live Skull, the renowned 1980s post-punk experimental rock band, is back together and are playing on this show with Upper Wilds, who record for Thrill Jockey and feature multi-instrumentalist songwriter Dan Friel, who's best known for his work in the band Parts and Labor. E, Live Skull, and Upper Wilds play at Tubby's in Kingston June 17th, and you can find out more about this show and many others on the WGXC community calendar online at wgxc.org.
Wave Farm programs are made possible in part by the New York State Council on the Arts, with the support of the New York State Legislature, the National Endowment for the Arts, the Andy Warhol Foundation for the Visual Arts, the Greene County Legislature through the County Initiative Program, administered in Greene County by CREATE, the Alexander and Marjorie Hoover Foundation, the T. Backer Fund, the Joseph Family Charitable Trust, and hundreds of other generous individual donors, including WGXC's sustaining supporters, who provide critical monthly support to Wave Farm's radio station, WGXC 90.7 FM. Thank you.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Dave King and Frank Tortaglioni of Philmont, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
I think the combination of age and a greater coming together is responsible for the speed of the passing time. I think combination of age and a greater coming together is responsible for the speed of the passing time. It's 6 months now, and I can tell you truthfully, few periods in my life have passed so quickly. I think the combination of age and a greater coming together is responsible for the speed of the passing time. It's 6 months now, and I can tell you truthfully, few periods in my life have passed so quickly. I am in excellent physical and emotional health. I think the combination of age and the greater coming together is responsible for the speed of the passing time. It's 6 months now, and I can tell you truthfully, few periods in my life so quickly. I am in excellent physical and emotional health. There are doubtless subtle surprises ahead, but I feel secure and ready. I think the combination of age and a greater coming together is responsible for the speed of the passing time. It's 6 months now, and I can tell you truthfully, few periods in my life have passed so quickly. Surprises ahead, but I feel secure and ready. As lovers will contrast their emotions in times of crisis, so am I dealing with my environment. I think the combination of age and a greater coming together is responsible for the speed of the passing time. It's 6 months now, and I can tell you truthfully, few periods in my life have passed so quickly. I am in excellent physical and emotional health. There are doubtless subtle surprises ahead, but I feel secure and ready. As lovers will contrast their emotions in times of crisis, so am I dealing with my environment in the indifferent brutality, the incessant noise, the experimental chemistry of food, the ravings of lost hysterical men. I can act with clarity and meaning. I think the combination of age and a greater coming together is responsible for the speed of the passing time. It's 6 months now, and I can tell you truthfully, few periods my life have passed so quickly. I am in excellent physical and emotional health. There are doubtless subtle surprises ahead, but I feel secure and ready as lovers will contrast their emotions in times of crisis. So am I dealing with my environment, the indifferent brutality, the incessant noise, the experimental chemistry of food, the ravings of lost, hysterical men. I can act with clarity. Sometimes even calculating, seldom employing histrionics, except as a test of the reactions of others. It's 6 months now, and I can tell you, truthfully, few periods in my life have passed so quickly. I am in excellent physical and emotional health. There are doubtless subtle surprises ahead, but I feel secure and ready as lovers will contrast their emotions in times of crisis. So am I dealing with my environment in the indifferent brutality, the incessant noise, the experimental chemistry of food, the ravings of lost, hysterical men. I can act with clarity and meaning. I am deliberate. Sometimes even calculating, seldom employing histrionics, except as a test of the reactions of others. I read much, exercise, talk to guards and inmates, feeling for the inevitable of my life. I am in excellent physical and emotional health. There are doubtless subtle surprises ahead, but I feel secure and ready as lovers will contrast their emotions in times of crisis. So am I dealing with my environment in the indifferent brutality, the incessant noise, the experimental chemistry of food, the ravings of lost, hysterical men. I can't act with clarity and meaning. I am deliberate, sometimes even calculating, seldom employing histrionics, except as a test of the reactions of others. I read much, exercise, talk to guards and inmates, feeling for the inevitable direction of my life. There are doubtless subtle surprises ahead, but I feel secure and ready as lovers will contrast their emotions in times of crisis. So am I dealing with my environment in the indifferent brutality, the incessant noise, the experimental chemistry of food, the ravings of lost, hysterical men. I can act with clarity and meaning. I am deliberate, sometimes even calculating, seldom employing histrionics, except as a test of the reactions of others. I read much, exercise, talk to guards and inmates, feeling for the inevitable direction of my life. As lovers will contrast their emotions in times of crisis, so am I dealing with my environment in the indifferent brutality, the incessant noise, the experimental chemistry of food, the ravings of lost, hysterical men. I can act with clarity and meaning. I am deliberate, sometimes even calculating, seldom employing histrionics, except as a test of the reactions of others. I read much, exercise, talk to guards and inmates, feeling for the inevitable direction of my life in the indifferent brutality, the incessant noise, the experimental chemistry of food, the ravings of lost, hysterical men. I can act with clarity and meaning. I am deliberate, sometimes even calculating, seldom employing histrionics, as a test of the reactions of others. I read much, exercise, talk to guards and inmates, feeling for the inevitable direction of my life. I am deliberate, sometimes even calculating, seldom employing histrionics, except as a test of the reactions of others. I read much, exercise, talk to guards and inmates, feeling for the inevitable direction of my life. I read much, exercise, talk to guards and inmates, feeling for the inevitable direction of my life.
Coming Together by Frederick Ruzowski, 1974 album Opus 1. The words in this track were from some writings by Sam Melville, who was an inmate at the Attica State Prison in upstate New York in the spring of 1971. There are doubtless subtle surprises ahead, but I feel secure and ready. You know, this is not so much of a karaoke song, but it feels good to listen to this like super loud on a car, driving, yelling these words along. I can act with clarity and meaning. I recommend you try it too. Maybe people should do it at karaoke party or something. But anyhow, there's so much force in it. I kind of feel that there's some almost like mythological energy manifested in this track. And I felt like I could use some energy like that today. I'm sure I'm not the only one. I was watching a movie about Perseus, that guy in the Greek myth. The Greek myth hero, Perseus. It's a hard name for me to pronounce, but you know what I'm talking about. I'm sure many of you are familiar with his stories. I'm not too familiar with Greek myths, so it was fun to learn watching this movie a little while ago. So that guy, Perseus, he had to save some woman, right? And in order to save that woman, he had to kill Medusa, which everybody says it's impossible. But then someone tells him, yes, it is impossible to kill Medusa. However, there is a way. You can kill the monster if you can find the mirrored shield and sandal with wings and some kind of sword, whatever that was. Which, again, everybody says they're also impossible to find. So it's impossible. Well, I guess it's possible to do an impossible thing if you can do this other impossible thing. And I'm watching it and like, what the hell? It really like reminded me of some things people say sometimes. Like, you know, for example, to say you should exercise to people who are suffering from depression. You know, there are just many impossible things that people say. But actually, I kind of like this. It is impossible. However, there is a way type of thing in mythology. Because I think I've come to really believe that crisis is a catalyst. I don't want to sound corny here, but there's been too much evidence not to believe it. There are, you know, times we do have to somehow manage to pull through some situation that seems impossible, and that takes force that is like almost mythological. You know, you're maybe bringing in your inner strength or something, but it also, like, other things have to line up. Other people have to come in the picture and, like, create the dynamic where you pull some resilience and energy and ideas and stuff from, and so that somehow you pull through this impossible situation. It's happened to me. It's happened to many people. It might be happening to you right now. And I like to think that at those times we're living our some kind of like own mythological phase of our lives. So I should play music, shouldn't I? That's what I'm here for. So maybe I'll stop talking and getting so excited about this track, which always makes me so excited to hear this pretty much almost 20 minutes long track coming together. So that was the first set. That's the only track we heard so far. You're listening to Waveforms WGXC Radio. This program is Mirage Station, and my name is Mayuko. Thanks for listening. I'm so glad to have you here with me, and I hope you stay here. Well, I'll be here until noon, but I hope you stay with us the whole day. Thanks again for listening. Let's listen to new stuff. Lots of new stuff in the second set. We start with Pierre Bastien. Stay tuned. Thank you.
Thank you. When the toy shop changed its business model, the best-selling toys were discontinued and replaced by a range of so-called devices for accelerated learning. The devices for accelerated learning were designed in a collaboration between scientists and sociologists to increase the rate of children's intellectual development in line with a wider movement looking to maximize classroom productivity. Some children still played with toys from the old style, like cars, teddies, and other species of soft animal. But these toys were increasingly being seen as marks of vulgarity. The devices for accelerated learning were designed with a clean, minimal look that would complement the decor of any professional household. Each month, the toy shop launched a new device, and these launches became busier each time. They became so popular that before the most recent one, the management emailed its customers warning that overcrowding would make the toy shop an unsafe environment for children. So on the day, the only children present in the building were a select group from the acting agency, who were brought in to demonstrate the impressive amount of learning enabled by the newest device. To keep a safe distance between the acting children and the swarm of adults, a plexiglass box was built to contain them, and the learning demonstration inside the box was live-screened on TV monitors spaced throughout the building and beyond. The real children were watching the demonstration from their homes. One of the real children recognized one of the acting children as a classmate, and the real child was confused because the acting child was behaving differently to how he usually did at school. The real child also recognized her parents on the TV. They had their hands and faces pressed against the plexiglass with their mouths open in excitement. The real child felt jealous about the attention her parents were giving the acting children, but she was self-reflexive enough to recognize that jealousy wasn't a very constructive emotion, and that she could engage more proactive strategies to achieve the results she desired. So the real child went to the hardware store and spent 2 years worth of pocket money on several sheets of plexiglass to build her own box, which she did in the garden. The real child then began to build another, smaller box inside the first one, and she put a doll that had been hiding under her mattress inside the smaller box. And then she made an even smaller box to put inside the small box, and inside this box she put an even smaller doll which had been hiding behind the fridge. And as she did all of this, she memorized the order of the elements in the periodic table. Back at the toy shop, the real child's parents were so impressed by the acting children that they still had their noses pressed to the plexiglass long after the launch had ended. And the management had to peel them off the surface and send them home. By this time it was cold in the garden and the real child had long since got out of the box and gone to bed. When they came home, the parents didn't notice the box, and they didn't notice it the next day either. The real child was disappointed by this, so she decided to leave. The parents missed the real child when she was gone. So they contacted the acting agency. And from then on, every Tuesday and Thursday evening, the acting agency sent over the real child's classmate. And the real child's classmate did his best to provide the parents with an authentic impression of the real child.
Thank you. escuché tu voz también. Ojalá me estoy volviendo loco. Por lo menos tengo con quien puedo hablar. Alucinaciones. Alucinaciones. Hace tres meses que no veo a nadie. Hace un año te vi bailar. Ecos en las paredes me acompañan. Lo juro que sentí tu voz acariciar.
Pra conseguir me levantar. Quando acordei, meu coração quase parou. Sei que sonhei, mas não consigo recordar. Eu me deixei até que a vida me chamou. Malessa. Eu vou chamar o bom, eu vou. Porque sei. O bom vai vir, eu sei, o bom vai. Não há carta, nada de pinza. Vejo zumbi, assim mesmo tá bom.
Batida, also known as, or maybe that's, I should say, it's his real name, Pedro Coqueno, featuring Mayra Andrade. They gave us a song titled Bom Bom. Gram Discs released this, a kind of single. Somewhere it says, I believe his new album is coming out in October or something, which I am looking forward to. Helado Negro gave us Ya No Estoy Aquí from Ya No Estoy Aquí, another 2022 release. Everything we heard in the set is actually from 2022. Ice Yacht gave us Teen Scene from Noisy Nylon, another brand new release from Snatch Tapes record label. And then we heard performance piece by Josie Perry. The music part was produced by Teddy Costa. They gave us that performance piece was titled Toy Shop from the 7-inch titled Adaptations. Peter Kokoma gave us An Invitation, and it's from an album title, A Place to Begin, coming out I'm trying to check the calendar. Today's May 18th. It's coming out on May 20th. So check it out at their label page, whatever is clever. That is the label name. Pierre Bastien gave us Rajao Ajar from Sonic Folkways. This one is coming out in June. And that is it for my second set and my whole show today. You're listening to Waveforms WGXC Radio. This program has been Mirage Station, and I have been Mayuko. I'm here every first and third Wednesdays from 11 a.m. to noon. So what is next? First Wednesday, June something. I should have checked out the calendar before I speak. June 1st, the beginning of June 1st, is my next show. So I hope you come back and spend more time with me. Coming up next is the Bedazzled Radio Hour after the noon local news, broadcasting live from Catskill, so don't go anywhere. Thanks again for listening. I'll see you next time.